Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of 2 Samuel, chapter 11. Then it happened in the spring, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they brought destruction on the sons of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed in Jerusalem. Now at evening time, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful in appearance. So David sent servants and inquired about the woman. And someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Then David sent messengers and had her brought, and when she came to him, he slept with her. And when she had purified herself from her uncleanness, she returned to her house. But the woman conceived. So she sent word and informed David and said, "I am pregnant."
Temptations can come at any time, but they're especially dangerous in periods of weakness, because that's when we're more prone to yield. The scriptures are filled with descriptions of men and women who sinned against the Lord in moments of vulnerability. These true stories are given to us for our instruction, so we can learn from the mistakes of others. While temptations come in a variety of forms, they follow a similar pattern. David's sin is a good example of this. His eye looked, his mind desired, and his will acted. Resistance is difficult in the best of times, but it's even more of a struggle during periods of anger, emptiness, idleness, or isolation. And that was the case for David, who should have been in battle instead of in Jerusalem. At the end of the day, no matter what's creating the vulnerability, each person is responsible for his or her own actions. In times of weakness, remember the acronym HALT, H-A-L-T. Don't let yourself become too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Most importantly, if you're a believer, fix your attention on the Lord and draw strength from Him through prayer. Use Scripture to guard your mind. Accept the Lord's way of escape, and He will give you victory over temptation.